Some of us have been here all summer preparing for opening day, so we are excited about the possibilities.
Beauregard Vocational High School Principal Charlene Watson admits it's been difficult to be one of the low-performing city schools. Watson tells WBFO News she had a meeting earlier this week with School Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash.
And what he said is that we need to turbo boost Beauregard into the 21st century. And by that, he meant we need to make available to our young people all of the technology that we have access to, all of the educational enrichment opportunities we have available for our students so that they are prepared to graduate from high school.
Beauregard is on the list of 25 schools now in receivership, but it's also one of five persistently struggling schools. That means the power is in the hands of Superintendent Cash to turn around the school in 1 year, or an independent receiver would be named.
There are about 16 areas that the receiver has enhanced authority that he or she wouldn't ordinarily have, given the conditions of a contract agreement.
Cash has stated he's conducting a full review of all school principals, but Watson is confident in her work at Beauregard.
I have a great team here at Beauregard High School. We have the best teachers over here that work hard every day. Many of them stay after school every day to provide our students with extra support.
Watson says they're hoping to add more teachers to create smaller class sizes at Beauregard. The school is also in line for more funding for technology to give ninth graders daily access to computers and seniors a chance to participate in a credit recovery program, allowing them to graduate on time. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.